This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show podcast.
The 10 candidates tonight: Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, New Jersey Senator Count Grantangelo Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, former Vice President Joe Biden, Massachusetts Senator, America's mother-in-law, California Senator Kamala Harris, entrepreneur Andrew Yang, former Texas loser Beto O'Rourke, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary the Lesser Castro. Those are the 10 candidates on the stage tonight. Let's go through each one. First of all, Klobuchar, no chance. Maybe as a VP to somebody, possibly. Booker, guy can't break above 2%. It's amazing to me. Cory Booker cannot get above 2 or 3% in these polls. He just doesn't have it. Pete Buttigieg, they love the guy, but he's going nowhere. Bernie Sanders, obviously, top three. Joe Biden, top three. Elizabeth Warren, top three. Kamala Harris was rising until Tulsi Gabbard took out the shiv on her and gutted her like a fish on the stage at the last debate, which was great. Kamala's ship has sunk, I think, and her star has gone as far as it's going to go. But she's obviously in the running for vice president, no doubt, if Joe Biden becomes the nominee, even though she tried to go after Joe Biden. Andrew Yang has no shot. I can't even believe the guy's still on the stage. It's amazing to me. Andrew Yang wants, he's the one, remember, by the way, wants to do a mandatory buyback program of your car. So he would come and buy back your car and then give you an electric vehicle in exchange. That's his big platform right there to save the climate. Beto O'Rourke. So Beto O'Rourke cannot break above 2% or 3% in these polls. When he ran for the United States Senate in Texas, the media was down there fawning over him. Oh, you're a rock star. You're a rock star. And they thought he was the second coming of Robert F. Kennedy. But he wasn't. And he lost, as I told you he'd lose. And then they thought, well, maybe the magic that Beto had can transfer to the national level. And that same rock star energy he brought to Texas with everyone fawning over him, the crowds. Oh, maybe that could be on the national stage. Well, nope, didn't work. It's not working for him. In fact, I read a story today. His campaign is trying to do yet another reset to try to start again. Right, to try to do another reset again. Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke is hoping that a new approach will revive his fledgling campaign. So what's the new approach by the one-time rock star? What is it? I don't know. I have no idea what it is. I don't think it matters at this point. I don't think he's got a chance in hell. Then you also have on the stage tonight, in addition to those other candidates, you've got former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro. His big moment, you remember, he's the guy who said that men should be able to get abortions. So, you know, there's that. That's the thing. So what do you watch for in this? What do you watch for? You watch for a three-way showdown between the top three. And the question for the lesser candidates is going to be this. Who do I think is going to be the nominee, and how can I impress them enough to become their running mate? That's the question they're going to be asking. Like, Castro knows he's not going to be the nominee. Beto, I mean, he should figure that out by now. He's not going to be the nominee. Buttigieg, not going to be the nominee. Klobuchar, not going to be the nominee. Harris, not going to be the nominee. It's going to be one. It's going to be either Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, or it's going to be America's mother-in-law. So the other candidates have to make a decision. Who do they think's going to win, and who can they take out to try to impress the front runner? Do you remember, I'll give you a good analogy of this, when Chris Christie, it was the final debate, one of the final debates, and it was a Chris Christie and Marco Rubio and Donald Trump and a couple other candidates up there. And if you remember, that was when Marco Rubio started talking about, let's not pretend like Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. Let's dispel with the myth Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. And Chris Christie went after him, laid into him with his fancy Washington talking points. And instead of Rubio just adjusting, he doubled down on it and said, let's dispel with the notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. And Chris Christie leaned on the podium and said, there it is. And then shortly after that, Chris Christie dropped out of the race and endorsed Donald Trump. So his thinking was, I get rid of Rubio, I impress Trump because I think Trump's going to be the nominee. Will there be a moment like that tonight on the stage where somebody will try to go after one of the three front runners to impress Joe Biden, for example? I don't think so. And the reason why is because they're all really progressive. They're all progressives. There's nobody on the stage. See, I wish Tulsi had made the debate because she would at least offer a different perspective on many of these issues. But I mean, besides Klobuchar, who's a little bit moderate, quote-unquote moderate, I guess, on some things, they all sound the same on pretty much everything. Healthcare, climate, et cetera, taxes, the wealthy going after Wall Street, et cetera. So knowing that fact, I think what they're going to do is they're all going to turn on Joe Biden. That's what I think. I think they're all going to turn on Joe Biden. I think that tonight's debate is going to be the get rid of Joe Biden fest. Because if Joe Biden's out, that paves the way then for a progressive to win the nomination, obviously. It's funny, too, because Joe Biden is not a moderate. I mean, he's not a moderate at all, but he's billed himself as one. The media has adapted that, and most people say that he's at least less progressive than the other candidates on the stage. So their strategy then would be, all right, if we get Joe Biden off, if we shiv him tonight, if we gut him like a fish and that's the end of Joe Biden, then maybe I can shine to be Warren's vice president. Because if Elizabeth Warren is the nominee, she's going to need a man running mate. Maybe Castro's thinking that, you know? Maybe Castro's thinking I could be her running mate. Warren Castro. Or perhaps Booker is thinking, yeah, I went after Joe Biden before. I'll remind everybody he pals around with segregationists tonight. And then maybe it can be Warren Booker. I think that that's what you're going to start to see tonight. That's my read of this big debate tonight. It's down to these top three. The other candidates know what we don't know, which is that their internal polling is awful and they have no money. I mean, there's an old saying in politics that money is the mother's milk. Without it, the baby's going to starve to death, the baby being the campaign. And these guys can't raise money at 1%, 2%. They just can't. So at some point, they know their campaign's coming to an end. So their strategy then is, okay, either do I have a giant breakout moment tonight, hasn't worked yet, something that will break out, but then I'll shine to the top, or do I try to impress who I think is going to be the nominee for the hope of being on the ticket or the cabinet? The problem with the theory of the breakout moments is that there have been a couple, but they never resulted in increased polling. For example, when Tulsi Gabbard went after Kamala Harris at the debate, you remember this? Tulsi went after her record, her terrible record as being a prosecutor, saying that Kamala Harris, as the attorney general for the state of California, she abused the law, she abused her office, she went after black people. That was a big breakout moment for Tulsi Gabbard. She's not on the stage tonight. Marianne Williamson was the most searched candidate after one of the debates, the most Googled candidate on the stage. She's not on the stage tonight. These breakout moments, Booker had one going after Joe Biden about the segregationists. Everybody thought that was Booker's big breakout moment. He's barely on the stage tonight. He's lucky to be there. So I don't know. At some point, you got to start making a calculated, pragmatic decision, which is to say, it's going to either be Sanders, Warren, or Biden. Who do I think it's going to be, and how do I impress that person to make them think that I was responsible for helping them get over the finish line? And the problem for the other candidates, they can't really attack Sanders or Warren because they all agree with they're all on the same page. They're all exactly alike. Their only option, I think, is to go after Joe Biden. Their only chance is to go after Joe Biden tonight. Their only chance is to try to sack the guy as many times as possible. Sack him as many times as they possibly can on that stage tonight. Because otherwise, they're really all on the same team. They're all on the same progressive team. And they hope that by having some sort of a big progressive ticket, they can finally do what the Democrats have not been able to do, which is stop Donald Trump. That's what you watch for tonight as the stage is set. And hopefully you'll watch it with us tonight at the FOP Lodge 5 in the Northeast, the great Northeast. You can find out all the information on our website, 1210WPHT.com. But again, starts around 7. If you are triggered by police, humor, politics, if you don't like candidates being made fun of, if you don't like me saying things like America's mother-in-law, please don't come. If you don't like any of that stuff, it's just not the right event for you. There'll be lots of fun, and there will be police officers there. So again, if you're triggered by cops, like if you're somebody who would throw them out of a Starbucks or something like that, like a woke millennial, please don't come.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.